I know that Father Joachim, when he's up here preaching, and Father Mike, when he's up here preaching, make it look easy. But I came up here and was looking at the gospel for today, and I saw the gospel for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, year B, which was last year. I kind of like that gospel. It's about the blind man. It says, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. He says, what do you want me to do for you? Master, I want to see. Go your way, your faith has saved you. But I couldn't read that one. It says I can't, so I had to read the one for today. And, you know, as I have been thinking about this gospel and looking it over and thinking about what Father Abishan said this morning to our college students, it occurred to me that what's going on is we are being exposed to a couple of sides of our own nature. I think all of us from time to time are able to kind of stand up pretty straight and say, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. I've got everything lined up. I'm working it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's just falling in line. And things are in great shape. And I'm pretty proud of that fact. And then, of course, there are days when we get out and we look around and we go, how can God possibly love me? I am such a sinner. Well, it's my experience that somewhere in the middle is the truth. Virtue is the middle way. Some Dominican called Thomas Aquinas said that, and so did some philosopher named, I think it was Aristotle, if I remember correctly. But there is the truth for us. We have to somehow understand that what we are called to be is honest with ourselves. To realize that there are some things that we are doing well. That when we are able to pray consistently, when we are able to enter into a relationship with God with energy and intentionality and with passion and desire, those are good things. And we should be happy about those things, that we're able to do those things. Because it requires a commitment and it requires a desire to enter into that relationship. And it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be proud of how good we are doing in our relationship with God. That's not false pride. That's an acknowledgement of what our hard work brings to us. A sense of satisfaction. A sense of understanding that God does love us and I'm able to love God back in some small ways. Because the truth is that yes, the tax collector in the back who is asking, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is the same prayer that we are also asked to utter in our daily lives. But I wonder if the tax collector was so bereft of his own sin that he didn't realize or look at the things that he was possibly doing well. He was in temple. He was praying. Was he able to acknowledge that? That he stood in relationship with his God and was able to approach him? So I think we too have to be aware that there are things that we do that are acceptable to us, that are acceptable to God, and it's okay to acknowledge those things. We are not perfect beings by any stretch of the imagination. We are all works in progress. Some of us are closer to being finished than others, and some of us have started over several times. But works in progress nonetheless. And the truth is that wherever we are in the scale, wherever we are in process, God is there loving us, forgiving our sins, lifting us up, showing us mercy, giving us signs and wonders to help us find our way. Regardless of how dark it feels, sometimes there's always light. If we just open our hearts and our minds to look for it. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But also, thank you, God, for giving me the energy and the power and the grace to be prayerful and to be engaged and to be in love with you. Because that's really what it's about, loving God and being loved by God. At the end of the day, if we can say that, then I think we're probably doing okay.